Ted Kennedy, loose lips sink ships. In this case, loose lips at the highest level of the Bush administration sank the government of Israel. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, we'll probably have to wait for Secretary of State Jim Baker's memoirs to find out what really happened with President Bush's offhand remark about East Jerusalem that led to the collapse of the Israeli government. The remark came at a press conference after the California summit earlier this month with the Prime Minister of Japan. Asked about Israel's controversial settlement policy, President Bush said he opposed new settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. Past U.S. statements have consistently referred to settlements in the West Bank and Gaza, Al, not East Jerusalem. President Bush insists he meant to say East Jerusalem. But by doing so, he undermined Secretary Baker's peace plan and caused a crisis in Israel. For a president who prides himself on foreign policy, Al, it seems like an unfortunate gaffe.
The unfortunate gaffe is all yours today, Ted. Surely you don't mean to blame President Bush for the collapse of a plenty shaky government in Israel. That's plain nuts. The Israeli government was dissolved when its Likud prime minister dismissed Labor Shimon Peres, and the rest of the Labor ministers then resigned. Shamir lost the vote of confidence, and now Peres will attempt to form a government. Don't blame Bush. Coalition governments in Israel have always been unstable. That's just a fact of life. The election proposal for the occupied territories and determining who could participate in the voting has been a deeply divisive issue there. Bush and Baker have surely been key players in that proposal, but there's no crisis there. It's a democracy at work. It's been our long-held policy to favor an undivided Jerusalem, open to all. Surely you knew that, Ted. It's nothing new at all. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Clean Air Act. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.